At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the Stranger Danger Podcast. I told you I'd be back in a couple days, back with a very exciting announcement. Stranger Danger is running a contest, its first ever Stranger Danger contest, where you, the listener, could be a winner. Yes, yes, yes. I'm giving away three different Stranger Danger comic books to three lucky winners, three awesome listeners of the show. And this whole contest is thanks to Mrs. Stranger Danger. Yes, my wife. She's a teacher. And she texted me one day and said her school was having a book fair. And the book fair was selling Stranger Things comic books. Would you like me to get some? And I said, I think I used all capital letters, yes, with like 7 exclamation points. And I think it was her idea, actually. She said you could give those away on the show. So Mrs. Stranger Danger, this one's dedicated to you. Thank you for this idea. Thank you for these products, these actual Stranger Things comic books. You may have seen in the pictures, we have The Bully. That's a Stranger Danger book club episode that hasn't happened yet. I haven't read it. I haven't covered it. So you could read along with me in a future Stranger Danger book club. I also have some previous Stranger Danger book club entries, Zombie Boys and Into the Fire. Those also are being given away, as well as this Stranger Things and Welcome to Hawkins, Indiana decal that you could, it looks like you could put it on a computer, a bottle, or the back of your phone, based on the little sign, the little card that comes with these stickers. Those are the only three places you can stick it. You can probably put it anywhere that stickers will stick, but that's going to go to the grand prize winner. Here's how it's going to work. There's going to be three winners. I'm going to pick three names. The first winner gets their choice of the three books. That's The Bully, Into the Fire and Zombie Boys, and they win the stickers. The second place winner gets their choice of the remaining two books, and the third place winner, you get the leftover books. But fear not, you're still a winner. Now, how do you enter? Well, my friends, I'll get to that. But first, before we get there, I thought it would be fun to give a few shout-outs and to play a few voicemail. We got some voicemails in. And first of all, I want to give a shout out to people who purchased shirts. Now, some of you have reached out to me. Not everyone has, but I get an email every time somebody has purchased a shirt, and I can't believe it. Like, I seriously put this together as, you know, a fun little thing. I thought, you know what? I'd like a shirt, and I might as well list them. And see if anyone else wants a shirt too. So big shout outs to Sean, Greg, Alex, and Katrina, all of you for purchasing shirts recently. I am shocked. I would love to see photos of your shirts, whether it's on Twitter at StrangerDPod or on Instagram at Geek Mentality. You can tag me, anything like that. That would be so cool to see. Alex actually has reached out a couple of ways. I got an email recently from him. It says, greetings, stranger friend. I love that that's catching on. Just wanted to email and let you know that I'm a huge fan of your podcast. I'm a diehard Stranger Things fan, and I have been listening to your podcast since the beginning. That's amazing. It's something I look forward to, and I love the passion and the storytelling. Do you see the way I said the passion? I said it very passionately. Is passionately? Passion? I think I said that right. Anyway, I said it with passion, even if I didn't say it with correct grammar. I ordered a shirt today. Yes, I saw that, Alex. Awesome. Thank you. Excited to rep the podcast. Yeah, yo! Thank you for the podcast. I'm so excited to hear more. I would love to hear your breakdown of other shows and movies as well. Big fan of how you dive into the stories. And who's your favorite character? Mine is Hopper. I agreed with him. I emailed him back. Mine is also Hopper. Thank you so much for the awesome podcast. I do actually do some other episode-by-episode podcasts, but not like this. Most of what I do is watch something, hit record, talk, and upload. Sort of like I tried to do the rewatch, much less planning. Even with the rewatch, I ended up taking notes. It was crazy. But what I like to do is just kind of wing it with some of these other podcasts. I had a Mad Men podcast called Made Man. I have a Star Wars podcast called Mandalorian Man, where I do all those Disney Plus shows. And is there anything else? Those are the ones that are really regular. And if you just go to my Geek Mentality podcast, which is like the original of all my podcasts, which this Stranger Thing, Stranger Danger, was originally part of Geek Mentality. You'll find literally hundreds of podcasts on movies and sitcoms, on some 30 Days of Back to the Future, 30 Days of Jaws, 31 Days of Back to the Future, 31 Days of Back to the Future 2, and 31 Days of Back to the Future 3 is coming next year. That's called Marty McFly. I do sitcom All Ye Faithful, where I do a bunch of Christmas sitcoms that started last year. Movie Month, I've been doing that for 9 years. What else is there? There's Big Screen Batman, a Silver Screen Superman. I basically try to fill Geek Mentality with all kinds of fun specials. It's like a show of mini shows, where a month here I do something, a month there, then you won't hear from me for months. But then you'll hear from me every day in June or every day in December. It's fun. I love doing that. And that's the same kind of thing where I just hit record and I go with it and I talk about, okay, enough about the other podcast. This is the Stranger Danger podcast. He says, thanks so much for the awesome podcast. And that's what this one is, the awesome podcast. And thank you so much, Alex, for your email, for your purchase, and for your voicemail.
Greetings, Stranger Things friend. My name is Alex. I am from Vancouver, Washington State. I've been a huge fan of your podcast since the beginning. I'm a diehard Stranger Things fan, so the way that you storytell and delve into everything Stranger Things is awesome. But I wanted to get your thoughts on something that I noticed at the end of the piggyback episode. So when the crew is, you know, looking out on the field at Hawkins and realizing that the Upside Down is now coming up into Hawkins, if you notice, I don't know if you've noticed, but Will has a nosebleed. Now, I wanted to get your thoughts and theories on, like, you know, what you think that might mean. I have two theories. First, Will, you know, was infected by the Mind Flayer in season two, you know, Mind Flayer / Vecna. So maybe now he has superpowers and now he can help out Elle in season five. Or he has superpowers, but Vecna can control him and maybe Will might be one of the villains in season five. I don't know. I just noticed it. But if you haven't noticed the nosebleed, definitely go back and look at it. It's just a thought that I had, and I would love to hear from you on what you think about it. Again, thank you for the podcast, and I am very excited for more content.
Alex, I just went back. I was like, wait, what? What? Will nosebleed? This is crazy. He could have powers. I don't think he'd be a villain, but I think maybe the, like, not a villain, but like an unwilling, like, puppet. Oh my goodness gracious. And I went back and I looked at the scene and I zoomed in, and unfortunately I think it's just a shadow. I think it's just the philtrum. And you may say, well, what the F's a philtrum? I just looked it up. I go, what's that little groove under your nose? And according to Google, it's called the philtrum. I think that's all it is. I took a screenshot. I zoomed in. And I think it's just that little ridge. I think, yeah, based on his lips, I think that's just that little ridge you got between, you know, like some people have the little space in their mustache. I think that's all it is, which is severely disappointing, because I thought you found something like that was going to blow the roof off of Will Byers and theories coming ahead. Now, when I look at it at full resolution, it does look like a dark space. It almost looks like it could be a nosebleed, but unfortunately, I'm thinking it's just a shadow. But let's say it was a nosebleed. I mean, that would be awesome, right? And let's say, you know, even if it wasn't a nosebleed, Vecna is still, Will said, connected to him. He can still feel him. And we saw it right there with the goose pimples. And he says, he could still feel what Vecna feels. Now that he's back in Hawkins, he's closer to Vecna than he's been in well over a year. He knows now it's Vecna, not the Mind Flayer. But I feel like something major is going to happen with Will. And I also feel like Will could be a giant key in destroying Vecna, where Eleven attempted to, everyone attempted to, but Will didn't really partake in anything. I mean, he urged Mike on to urge Eleven on. He helped with Eleven. But I think in season five, he will directly have something to do with the destruction of that Vecna. Nosebleed or not, I think he's going to play a crucial role in defeating this big jerk. But you know who's not a jerk? You're not a jerk, Alex, because you have emailed me, voicemailed, and bought a shirt. You are the Stranger Things Fan of the Week. That's a new thing I just decided. Ding, ding, ding. Fan of the Week. That is awesome. And keep sending in voicemails. Keep sending in ideas and thoughts. I love it. And my first thing was like, there's a Vancouver in Washington? I'm not what you would call geographically smart. On to the next voicemail.
What is going on, Mr. Stranger Danger? I love your podcast so much. thank you for making this amazing podcast where I can hear Stranger Things fans, you know, give their strange theories and all this. This is Mr. Anycast here, host of the Anycast podcast on Spotify and Apple. And I actually wanted to ask, as we wait for Stranger Things 5, could you make a place, possibly on Discord, where we could all interact with each other and just stay strange? Like, what are you going to do until season 5? Are you going to read more of the books and the comics that are coming out? Are you going to make podcast episodes ranking who your favorite characters are, talking about significant character arcs like Steve, you know, from not so great guy to an absolute hero? What are you going to do until Stranger Things 5? Anyways, you, with many other podcasters out there, have inspired me to make my own podcast. So thank you for that. And stay strange, my friend.
Mr. Anycast, Shaba! Mr. Anycast, thank you so much for an awesome voicemail. Thank you so much for the fact that this podcast and other podcasts have inspired you to make a podcast is just amazing. And really, that's the whole point of these podcasts, right? To express yourself and to connect with people and to hopefully inspire people to do it themselves, because it really doesn't take much. Nowadays, you can do it with just your phone. And if you have opinions, if you have thoughts, if you have creative juices that just need to be creative juices, that sounds gross. Just creative thoughts that you have to just get out there. That's where podcasts are just amazing ways to express yourself and to be creative and to have fun. That's what it's all about. I have to tell you one thing. I recently joined TikTok at Stranger Danger Pod, and I am I'm feeling youthful doing that. I have no idea how Discord works. I think my wife joined a Discord for Harry Connick Jr. once, and I was like, I don't know. I've heard about it with other podcasts. I'll have to look into it because I have no idea how that would work. But if I do it, I've already decided it's going to be called Stranger Friends, right? I mean, that has to be it. So I will check that out. And yes, Mr. Anything, you know, there will be podcasts. The people on Stranger Things that I called the people of Stranger Things mistakenly, I went back and fixed it. So if you listen to it, the podcast again, you're going to hear me say people on Stranger Things. It might sound a little weird because I edited it in. Magic of podcasting. But yes, the people on Stranger Things, where I'll be doing little episodes on our actors and characters of Stranger Things. That'll be carrying us through. And yes, the book club will be continuing very soon. Not with these three comics. There's something else coming very well as soon as I can read. But it's in the works very soon. I'll say that. And speaking of the book club, as I said, we have three. That's why everyone's here, right? We have three comics that we are going to be giving away. And coming up next are the details on how you can enter to win. All right. I've made you wait long enough for how you can enter to win. These comics and possibly a sticker. It's very simple. Very simple. Go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/contest. That should work. If that doesn't work, go to fansnotexperts.com/contest. They both bring you to the same place. Brings you to a very simple Google form. All it asks for is your name and your email address. Now, here's a couple things. I don't need your address right now because I don't need everybody's address for filling things out. The three winners, we can contact you and figure out how to get these things mailed out to you. But I will need an email address because that's how I'm going to need to contact you and your name. If you are not 18, make sure you check with your parents before entering this contest. You're going to get something mailed for you. That would be really appreciative if you could do that. Also, unfortunately, this is only for the U.S. and Canada. I cannot, unfortunately, ship it overseas. Maybe in the future I can do something digitally for the world out there. But for right now, it has to be in the U.S. or Canada. Go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com and just put in your name and your email address. And just, I'm going to give you a little behind the scenes of how I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a list of all the people that have entered. I'm going to take that list, and each, it goes into a little spreadsheet automatically through Google Forms. Everybody has a number next to their name by their entry. I'm going to take those numbers. I'm either going to put them in some kind of randomizer, or I've seen these wheels you can spin online. And that's how I'm going to pick the three winners. It's going to be that simple. One, two, three. Take those three numbers, go back, check the list, get the names, and you will be the winners. I will email you directly with congratulations and figure out how we want to get these comics to you. As I said before, StrangerDangerPodcast.com/contest. You will win. You have your choice. The grand prize winner has your choice of Zombie Boys, Into the Fire, or The Bully, which hasn't been covered yet on the book club. The grand prize winner also gets a Stranger Things sticker. I think there's two stickers actually in this little thing. Second place gets to choose between the two comics that are left. And third place, you get what's left over. But you still win. So that's it. That's all. I'm done. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. And again, the winner will be announced August 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on TikTok. Once I figure out how to do something live on TikTok, that I'm on TikTok at Stranger Danger Pod. But again, if you're not on TikTok, if you're not able to see it, don't worry about it. I will still contact you separately. This is just the kind of trying to have some fun announcing the names live to the world. And I think that's it. So my friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality. The podcast is on Twitter at Stranger Depod. It's also on TikTok, as I said, at Stranger Danger Pod. Go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com. You can leave voicemails. You can email me. You can find all the episodes on the book club, the bonus episodes, Stranger Things, Stranger Things 2, Stranger Things 3, Stranger Things 4. It's all there as now we wait the long, hard wait for Stranger Things 5. But fear not, we're going to be doing specials the entire hiatus. As long as it takes, as long as we wait, I will be here putting out content for you. Hopefully you like it. Even if you don't, it's coming anyway. So thank you, my friends. Thank you so much for listening, as I said. Thank you so much for subscribing. Please stay stranger, my friends. And remember, you can't win if you don't enter the contest. StrangerDangerPodcast.com/contest. I'm running out of breath.
Fans, not experts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.